Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Prayer, Praise, and Delivery, Deliverance Ministries. Today is Wednesday, November the 24th, and we're just so glad to be here in the service. I just want to thank God for allowing me to come to this prayer line today to encourage and motivate each other to just keep going forward in Christ. And we just know that Jesus fights all our battles. And we just thank God for the blood, the favor, and the grace and the mercy. So I just want to thank God this morning. I just want to thank God for prayer, praise, and deliverance. I want to thank God for everybody that's here on the prayer line. I want to thank God for his protection and his peace, Lord God, through everything, through every storm, every trial, every tribulation. He's always with us. He never leaves us nor forsake us. I just thank God for just building that wall of protection around us. I thank God for keeping us. I thank God for allowing us to see another day, another Thanksgiving, another time to just be with our family. I just thank God this morning. I thank God for my sisters, Lord God. I thank God for what he's doing in my family. I thank God. I thank God for keeping my nephews. I thank God for keeping Denver and Dallas, Lord God. I thank God for their salvation and my salvation, Lord God. I thank God for just faith and just increasing our faith today, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for your tender mercies, Lord God, that you give and you deliver. You just give to us, Lord God, freely, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your mercy, Lord God. I thank you for your grace today, Lord God, that you just placed upon my life, Lord God. I give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. I give you all the praise, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for building that hedge of protection, Lord God, giving our angels charge over us, Lord God, that we don't even dash our foot against a stone, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for leading us, Lord God, through every situation, Lord God, just like you deal with the Egyptians, Lord God, when you was bringing them out of Egypt, Lord God. Lord God, how you just parted that Red Sea, Lord God, no matter how hard it was for them to cross that Red Sea, Lord God, no matter how hard it was for them to follow Joshua, Lord God, after the passing of Moses, Lord God, but you still led them no matter what, Lord God. You kept that promise to them, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, for being a promise keeper, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being a way maker, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for parting every Red Sea in my life, Lord God, always offering available and they're always offering an escape, Lord God. And I just thank you for that, Jesus, Lord God. I give you all the glory this morning, Lord God. I worship your holy name, Lord God. I magnify you, Jesus. I give you all the glory, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, Jesus, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning. So let's come together and just start thanking God this morning, because we never know what God is protecting us against, Lord God. You never know that what he's protecting us through, and we just some stuff that we don't even see that he's protecting us. So let's just come together and just thank God this morning.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
Thank you, name, God.
Thank you, Jesus,
glory,
Lord God. Thank
glory,
you, Heavenly Father,
glory,
Lord God.
Yes,
thank
Lord,
you for being our protector, Lord God,
God,
in every trial and
every
tribulation, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord
Jesus,
God. Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Joy, God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus,
my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Dangerous
thing
that you keep us, Lord.
Lord.
Keep us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. God, in the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
God.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we get,
Lord
God.
God.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well,
Lord,
I'm not
aware. Well, Lord God. We thank you for, Lord God, for the traveling mercy that you have provided, oh, Lord God. We thank you,
Lord
God, for providing
us,
Lord
God. We
thank
you, Lord God, for
providing
us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing every
morning,
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah, God. And we praise you, God, in the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, let joy fill up with great joy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, just for the word in our mouth, Lord God, that wherever we go, Lord God, that we be able to give a good word, a seasoned word, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We be able to make the joyful noise, oh Lord God. You have blessed us, oh Lord God. We got a shallow cup, oh Lord God. You have kept us. You have delivered us, oh Lord God. Lord God, you have sent your blessing.
No way. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. So I want to just thank everybody for the prayers this morning. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the prayers and this morning. So what we're going to do right now is get the names of everybody that's here on the prayer line.
Yes, good morning, darling. Dee is here. Thank God for today. Thank God for you facilitating, leading us this morning. And we're just grateful for just the fact that God is here. He's here in this place. And we made it safely to Indianapolis. I pray that everybody else is traveling or having the same kind of covering with the angels of God being around you as you travel this weekend. Back home.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Darlene.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Good morning.
This is Sister Marie.
Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Just continue praying for the families and protection for those who are traveling from afar and from near.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, glad to be a part of the service. Hallelujah to God.
Good morning.
Continue to keep the family in prayer. Hallelujah. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lloyd. I'm listening.
Good morning.
Okay, so I guess that's everybody that's here on the prayer line. I just want to say again, we just thank everybody that's here on the prayer line. But this morning, I just have a different request this morning. I really need prayers this morning. And the reason why I need prayers is because I've just been feeling so defeated. And I know that that can't be the case because God told me that I'm more than a conqueror.
Let me mute the phone. Hold on, sir.
So, yeah. And I just need prayer for strength this morning. I just need prayer for strength. And that God will.
We certainly can do that. Amen. You want to pray now?
Just come together and pray for me. Yes.
I have a prayer request also.
Okay.
I want to pray for Josh Holgate. He was working and he got hurt on the job and he hurt his leg. So let's pray for Josh. And I will be traveling this morning, so I'm the therapist. So please pray for me also for travel.
Okay.
And I have a prayer request too. I pray for my sister Willa Mae. She was very confused on yesterday. Just pray for her. Thank you.
Yes, and I also want to pray for my brother, Roderick. He is supposed to take his medication, and he's not doing it. And it's messing up his mental condition. So You need to pray for him. His high blood pressure is super high, and we just want to pray for his healing and his willingness to do what he should be doing for himself. Amen. Thank you.
Also want to add Miranda Shonda. Mrs. Shonda, going through a time of bereavement, her brother heading off for the holiday to go to Philadelphia, and he had an accident, hit a tree, and the car caught fire, and she's going through a time of bereavement right now. And we thank God that we're here, and it's be very needful that we pray at this time. We're going to prayer, and the thing is that she had called last night. She was just, matter of fact, he was coming right to Jacksonville to help us. But things change so quick, hallelujah to God. And it's the time we go through. So we just thank God because we're here, and we're here. And it's our power of prayer. Earth have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And God said, whatsoever thing we desire in the present tense when we pray, believe that we receive it when we pray. We have to know that we are the children of God. Hallelujah to God. And that our spirit is connected to God. And the best way to get over depression or anything that you're going through, hard times, people not taking the medication, I found out that worshiping God is the best way to come through. Because if you call on the name of Jesus, he's going to come. And he removes it because there's some people be suffering with time of depression, you know. And they have a nervous attacks, they call it. But I found out that when you start praising God, all the Satan power will be broken. See, once you get yourself into the spirit, everything else just move and take second place. So with that, we're going to take authority over every weakness, shortcoming, failure, demon, devil, principalities, power, spiritual wickedness in high places. And we're going to stand on the promise of God, even for the sister. That sister's not feeling, wasn't feeling well yesterday. And we are coming with the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Husbands and wives, O Lord God, and those that are marriages, O Lord God. We ask strength right now, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you be blessed, O Lord God. As we are facing, O Lord God, this Thanksgiving weekend, O Lord God, we pray for everyone that they're caught outside over your sea, God, that's traveling right now. God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would give patience, O Lord God, to know where they're going in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God. God, we're thanking you, O Lord God, for the strength, O Lord God, to go through the press through this time, God. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
O Lord God.
You,
God, we come thanking you, O Lord God, for all that you're doing, O Lord God. God, you never failed us yet, O Lord God. Lord God,
yes,
you said
Jesus,
you were able to do what we desire when we pray. Believe
yes,
that
Jesus.
We receive it when we pray, and we shall have it, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we're standing on your word, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that you're the God that never failed us yet, O Lord God. You're the God, O Lord God, that told us that we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, O Lord
yes,
God.
Jesus.
We can say to the mountain, be thou, we call you Satan, I call you sea, and be thou cast up and cast into the sea, and it shall be done. Lord God, we pray for Roger,
thank
O Lord God, my son, and anybody that has a Roger,
in the name of
that's
Jesus,
going through.
Lord.
At this time, in the name of Jesus, yes, God. In the able seal, God, meet the needs of your able son, yes, O Lord God, touch the wives, O Lord God, touch children, grandchildren, Abel, Son, and Akaya, see, God, we thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, I just supply strength, O Lord God, hallelujah, O Lord God, put that in the hospital, O Lord God, meet the needs of your people, O Lord God, because the needs are wise, O Lord God, in the name of of Jesus, O Lord God, from the rising of the sun, O Lord God, from the going down of the sing, your name is to be praised, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we feel the spirit of heaviness, O Lord God, and grief, O Lord God. Lord God, in time of the holidays, O Lord God, love members come in, O Lord God. As they come in, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, as it comes in, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God. So we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, O Lord God, for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you're moving right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord God. So God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, 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 God. In the name of every name, O Lord God, and at the sound of that great name, God, every knee shall bow, God, every tongue is confessing, O Lord God, that you, O Lord, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and you're moving by your power, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We bless your name, O Lord God. We praise your name, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That name that is above every name, O Lord God. At the sound of that name, O Lord God. So God, we keep praising you and worshiping you, O Lord God. In the name by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So God, we thank you, O Lord God. We bless your name, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We worship you, Lord God. We bow you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God. We move it by your spirit, God. We thank you, Lord God. We move it by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord God, we praise you, God. We worship you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. That name that's above every name, O Lord God. So, God, we praise you, Lord God. God. In Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. God, for the one who twice in the name of the God. So, Lord God, we thank you by kind of seeing it. Amen. Over your sea, God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for the strength of Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the spirit of Lord God. That's right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, what shall we render by kind of seeing it? God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you with joy, Lord God, in the Kaiosia. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you, God, and we worship you, Lord God. Realize that, Father, that the weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, we have righteousness this morning. Enjoy the whole book of Rasananakia. Enjoy the Holy Ghost of Bakaiosia. Evil Gold of Bakania Sandanakaiosia. Lord God, of total waters, God, hitherto, Lord God, and go no further by God. Hallelujah. Thanking you today, Lord God, for Baptist Galactica, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Trapped in mercy, everyone that's trapped by my Kaiosia, Eva, O Rasan, Nanakaiosia, Eva, Sande, God, in the name of O Rasan, Nanakia, Shagde, O Rasan, Nanakaiosia, God. We just come to give you the praise, O Lord, for your sea, God, because you've been so good, O Lord God, and you're awesome. It's in the name of Jesus, God, that name that's above every name. Sound of that great name, O Lord God. Every knee is bowed, God. And every tongue is confessed, O Lord God. That you, Lord, the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. I got joy that I can't see you. Hallelujah. I got righteousness, peace. Hallelujah. Joy in the Holy Ghost, God. We praise you, God, and we worship you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we cast down every vain imagination, O Lord God, anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, O Lord God. We bring it into the obedience of Christ, O Lord God. We speak joy, O Lord God. We break the bounds, O Lord God, of heaviness, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, to your will, God. Yes, you will, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You are the strong deliverer, oh Lord God. So we praise you, Lord God. We thank you for the joy, oh Lord God. We thank you for the uplift of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Most high.
Yes, Lord.
We
praise you, God.
Morning, God.
We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood.
Thank you for the strength.
Thank you for the cleansing.
Thank you for the strength. Thank you for the strength, Lord God.
Thank you, you are admired, you are father admired, you are not intimidated by your
children, in the name of Jesus,
you have the power, in the name of
Jesus,
you have the power, it's in the name of the Lord, hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we praise you,
in the name of God, hallelujah, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus this morning. The blood of Jesus is the blood of Jesus covers your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my God. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, my God. Father, my King, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You are my strength, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not like no other, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. Continue to bless the Bible.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
God, you're a wheelet in the middle of a wheel. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for covering, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for covering. Thank you for covering. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the joy, Lord God. Thank you for the joy. I got joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. I got joy like a river. Like a river. Like a river. I got peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like the river in my soul. Yes, I got peace like a river. Peace like a river. Peace like a river in my soul. I got joy, 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 joy like a river in my soul. God, we thank you. Hey, Baba, can you see? I'm Baba, I can't
you see?
Joy like a river in my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got that.
Thank you, Jesus. So we just want to thank everybody for the prayers this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. You know that the prayers of the way of the village is just thank God this morning for those prayers, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for being a member of Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance, Lord God. Well, we can come together, Lord God, and uplift each other, Lord God, and pray for each other, Lord God. You said when two or three gather, you'll be in the midst, Lord God. So we just thank you this morning, Lord God, for being in the midst, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our strength, Lord God, and our provider, and our redeemer, oh Lord. Lord God, thank you for making our crooked places straight, Lord God. Thank you for giving us our purpose, Lord God, and our understanding, Lord God. Lord God, I pray this morning, Lord God, that you give us ears to listen, Jesus, Lord God. Ears to listen, Lord God, to hear exactly what you're trying to say, Lord God. I'm trying to hear you, Lord. So I just thank you, Lord God, for just being with me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for never leaving me, Jesus. No matter what the test, the trial, Lord God, you always remain faithful, Lord God. So I thank you this morning for that, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. And, Lord God, I'm just praying on my knees to you. Bless me, Lord God. I'm not going to get off my knees, Lord God. And, Lord God, you give me an answer, Jesus. So I thank you this morning, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Just being our protection. Thank you for our salvation, Lord God. Thank you that, Lord God, that I know to come to you, Lord God, with everything, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is my earnest prayer, Jesus, Lord God. This is my earnest prayer, Lord God. I know you didn't give me all these dreams, Lord God, just for it to go like this, Jesus. So, Lord God, I'm just going to trust you, Lord. I'm just trusting you, Jesus. I'm just trusting you, Jesus. And I just thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your strength, Lord God. You said that you would give us strength and peace beyond our understanding, Lord God. Lord God, no matter what the situation look like, Lord God, I know, Lord God, that my God is greater. I know that you're greater, Jesus, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord, and I give you all the glory, Jesus, Lord God, and I just come before your throne, Lord God, as your daughter, Lord God, saying, it's me, Lord. It's me, Lord God, standing in the need of prayer, Jesus, this morning, Lord God. It's me, Lord. It's me, Jesus. Lord God, I need you more, Lord God, than I ever have, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Lord God, this is my hardest prayer, Lord. My hardest prayer, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We need you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord.
We worship your holy name this morning, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. You are our provider, Lord God. You are my provider, Jesus. You are my provider, Lord God. You are my way maker, Jesus. Lord God, I lead unto you and not unto my own understanding, Lord God. I lead unto you this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Prayers, Lord God, that you turn situations around, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise is our weapon against the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you for the praises today, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we just thank God this morning, Lord God, that we could just come together and uplift each other and pray for each other, Lord God, because we just never know sometimes what another person is going through, whether our sister or brother is going through. Like, we all have attacks sometimes. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line. I just couldn't wait to get on this prayer line and just to get in the service with you guys and just pray and just, you know, just meditate in the spirit and just come together. Lord God, this prayer line means so much. It so means so much to me, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being able to find comfort in the Holy Spirit, Jesus, Lord God. You said you give us peace, Lord God, a resting place, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for every lily, Lord God, in the valley, be the lily in the valley, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus, for every still water, Lord God, that you hold me up against, Lord God, and every Lord God, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. 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 You are God over everything, Lord God. You're God over everything. Nothing's too big or small for you, Jesus. That's the thing, Lord God. And I know, Lord God, that you won't put more on us than we can bear, Lord God. I know you won't. I know you won't, Lord God. So I thank you for this strength, Jesus. I thank you for this strength, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
So we just thank God this morning. We just thank God because He's so perfect. And He's so perfect and He's so on time. And I just thank Him, Lord God. I thank you for everything He's doing in my family's life, Lord God. I thank you for what He's doing in every family on this prayer line, everybody that we've been praying for, Lord God. I just pray, Lord God, they receive the healing that they need, Jesus, Lord God. I pray that they receive the blessings that they need, Lord God. Lord God, whatever the protection that they need, Jesus, Lord God. You know the desires of their heart, Lord God. You know the desires of my heart, Jesus, Lord God. So I just thank you in advance, Lord God. I just thank you in advance, Lord God, for just bringing me through, Lord God. Bringing me through, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. You are worthy, Jesus. So we just thank God this morning. We just thank God that we are here on this prayer line. Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? I want to share something this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. There's a scripture that has come to mind for us to just think about it and think about how God has put so much in the Word for us. And so this is the book of Psalm chapter 46. And just to think about, you know, sometimes we are going through some things, and some of us, you know, as we gather with our families, there are some things that need to happen for us and our families. And so, you know, we know that we can lean on the Father. And when we know that we can lean on the Father, we know that we can lean on His Word and trust His Word. His Word is so absolutely fabulous and good for us. So the book of Psalms chapter 46, and I want to read the whole chapter because it just has so much in it that will help us along the way. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So beautiful right there, because anytime we are going through anything, we know that He is the refuge. We know that we can hide in Him. There's scripture that lets us know some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we believe in the name of the Lord, which is a strong tower where the righteous can run into and be safe. So verse number 2 says, therefore will not we fear though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. So we're going to just pause and think of what the word is speaking to us this morning. Though there may be waters all around us, and I think when I think about the waters, I think about Jesus in the boat with the disciples, and he was down in the bottom of the boat sleeping. He was resting in the midst of the storm, and the disciples were afraid, and when he came up, he just said the wind and the waves, and I submit to everyone this morning, we speak to the wind and the waves, peace be still. That's what Jesus said, and the waves and the wind ceased at that time. So we can speak to the wind and the waves today. It says, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling sea of their swelling thereof, Selah. So we know that God gave us Jesus Christ, and he showed us by example all the different things that we could do through his word. So though there may be some waves and distress that may be going on in our lives today, we can speak and say, peace be still, because God is right there. In verse number 4 here in the book of Psalms 46, it says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. 5 says, God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. So we know that even though there may be trouble all around, even in our cities and states of the nation and around the world, God is still there. He is the Most High God. He's the one who has an ear that hears all of our calls. And even before we call, we know that he can answer. Yes, he can. And show us great and mighty things. He's the one who does so many absolutely fabulous things. I mean, it's just so beautiful. And there are times we go into, we may get into trouble so that we can see where our faith is. Do we have faith to trust and believe in the Lord? The Lord didn't tell us that we will always have a flower bed of ease, as my mom used to say, but we will have some thorns in our lives, and that's the time that we have to bring forth that faith and trust the Lord, no matter how dark it may seem. It doesn't matter, because there are times when we saw in the Bible where his disciples were thrown into jail and they were released supernaturally, so God can do the same kinds of things in this time and this dispensation. Because God is, I mean, he's the same yesterday. The word says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he did then, he can do today. And we want to believe his word that says, let God be true and every man a liar. That's what we want to keep in mind, that no matter what somebody may say, no matter what is going on, we're going to trust in the word of God. Even though it may seem so bleak, it may seem like it's such a hard time, we're going to trust in the Lord. Verse number 6 says, the heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And so as we just take a moment just to think about how God was with Jacob, and Jacob was wrestling with the angel, and Jacob says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And I believe that we can do the same today. Just keep on trusting in the Lord. We're going to stay in prayer. Sometimes we just need to take some time to go into a special fast. You know, there are times I may be going through some things, like even when my daughter had that accident, and I went into a time of fasting and prayer, and during the time of the fast, that's when we got the report that the Lord was there to help her and that she was, you know, going to be all right. And so we just thank God today. You know, you don't always have to tell everybody what you're doing, because sometimes you have to do things in secret, and the Lord will bless you and help you openly. So the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So we have refuge in him. Verse number 8 says, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in thunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. So we know, even though there may be a fiery trial that we may be dealing with, there may be some sickness in our body that we may be dealing with. There may be just some people in our lives who are saying things that are contrary to the word of God. We're going to believe the report of the Lord. Even though you may sometimes get a report concerning your health, you're going to believe the report of the Lord says that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed, that we are healed, we are set free, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Lord. And just believe that he's taking those things in consideration and helping us. He's already there. He knows what the deal is. He knows what's going on. And so verse number 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. So the Lord is telling us this morning to be still. Sometimes our minds are just going so fast and we're thinking this, we're thinking that, we're trying to figure things out. He says, be still and know that I am God. You know, when you know in your heart that God is God and that God is working things out, you will have some peace. We're going to believe that God will give all of us peace beyond our understanding. Peace that we may not understand, but we come back to the word and realize that his word said that we can have the peace. People may not understand around you why you're at peace, why you are just calm concerning whatever it is that you may be dealing with, whatever it is that you may be going through. Be still. Be still, the word says, and know that I am God. He's going to be exalted. He's going to be glorified in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of whatever may be happening. Anytime he can take some chains off of his disciples who were in jail, just break the chains and help them to come through and walk out of the jail. Peter, we think about him and how he broke those chains and helped Peter to come out supernaturally. And how Daniel, even when he was in the lion's den and the lions were there and they expected Daniel not to be there the next day, and even the Hebrew boys when they were in the fiery furnace, we think about the fiery trials that we may be going through right now. Just think about that. Think about God. Think about the wonderful things that he's done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And, you know, we know that God can still work things out for natural deliverance this morning in the name of Jesus. And the last verse of this chapter, 46 of Psalm 46:11 says, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. And you see that once again, the Lord of hosts is with us. So trust the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to trust in the Lord each and every day. So Lord, we just thank you this morning for your word. My God, your word is so beautiful. Your word is so timely, oh God. Your word is so perfect, Lord, and we appreciate you, God, that as we have heard your word, we apply your word to our lives, oh God. We will work your word in our lives, oh God. We will not just be hearers, but we are doers of your word. We will speak your word over our lives, oh God. We will trust in you each and every day, oh God, no matter what it is that we may be going through, no matter what situation we may be dealing with, oh God. We come against every dark place in our lives right now in the name of Jesus. Healing spirit, take over the minds right now. Healing spirit, quiet the minds right now in the name of Jesus. I loose the spirit of peace today in the name of Jesus. I come and bind up the spirit of fear. I bind up the spirit of intimidation in the name of Jesus. We think about Satan when he lied and tried to make Jesus do things after his fast. We will speak the word of God, and the word of God says, as it is written. So we come back to the word, as it is written. We have the victory today, God. We're rejoicing in you today, oh God. We're loving you, God, because you are so wonderful. You are so perfect, Lord, and you give us that peace. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. Satan, you're under our feet. In the name of Jesus, my God, you have given us the ability to run through a truth and leap over a wall. In the name of Jesus, you have taught our hands to war and our fingers to fight, oh God. We are your battle axes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my Tashate Amanina Fule, aka Lesita Amanina. Oh, my God, every demon that has fears right now, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of sickness, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of pain that is across this nation that is causing people to take lives, that demon of murder, we bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. The pharmakia spirit, oh God, has people strung out on drugs and alcohol, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I release the spirit of a sound mind this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. You have given us the victory through your word, God, and we walk in your word. We live in your word. We trust your word, oh God, because your word is so absolutely wonderful, oh God. We will trust in the Lord each and every day, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, that you put a fence around us, oh God, that you shield us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint, oh God. We shall walk in your word, oh God. We shall live your word, oh God. We shall just apply your word to our lives right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cover each person on this prayer line this morning. We pray, Lord, today, those who may not even be here, who are normally here, oh God, we pray for them today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our sister Chris, and we pray for Apostle Horsley and our sister Pastor Glenda, Lord, and we pray for Sister Marie, God, and Sister Linda, Lord, Sister Mary, God, Sister Lois, oh God. We pray, God, today for Sister Gladys, oh God, Sister Sheila, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for our sister Martensi, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. Sister Grace, oh God, we pray, Father, and thank you, Lord, today that you bless, heal, and deliver Sister Renee, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, all of our family members, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my Father, Sister Charlotte, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Sister Esther, oh God, and of course, she, Tamina, and of course, she's a mother, Evangelist, Wonderland, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for her today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you're healing each and everything, oh God, that may be in our bodies, oh God, that is not pure, that is not clean, oh God, you heal our minds, God, and we shall have the peace this morning, oh God, Virgil and his family, oh God, his wife, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, for the victory, oh God, we have the victory today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are victorious, oh God, through Jesus Christ, Father. Jesus became victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and because of his victory, we have the victory today, oh God. We just thank you for the victory all day long, oh God, in the name of tomorrow, oh God, as we come together as families, oh God, we pray for love, peace, and joy within the times that the people will be together in the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you, Lord, today for blessing each and every family member, oh God, who's out there, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. It doesn't matter, Lord, even those who are on the street, God, help them, God, to find a place of warmth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Help their minds, oh God. There are many out there who have mental conditions, oh God, and that's why they're out there on the streets, God. You can help them, heal them, and deliver them, but they need to just turn to you, God. It's in the name of Jesus we thank you, Father, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. And so as we are at the top of the hour, we want to just make some declarations. And as I have prayed and we have prayed and praised the Lord, I cover and seal all the prayers with the blood of Jesus. And we decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected. We reject it right now. And it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we have the authority of the word. And we're covered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I thank everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some will see a 30-fold blessing, some 60, some 100-fold, according to the word of God. And I decree this morning that the Lord God of our fathers make you 1,000 times as many, so many more as you are, and bless you as he has promised you in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. So we decree this morning that we resist the devil and his fleas, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray. In the name of Jesus, I decree that businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Some are receiving millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars. We decree that our sister Chris's business shall increase and be enlarged. Apostle Horsley's business shall increase and be enlarged. Our sister Janice's business shall increase and be enlarged. I believe Sister Charlotte has a business of real estate, and it shall increase and enlarge anybody who's led by God and man. And I decree this morning, though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because the Lord God is with us. I decree that our families are blessed and cannot be cursed in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. And I hope we all catch that one. We are the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus. I decree that we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world in the name of Jesus. I thank you all so much for being here today. So we will continue to rejoice in the Lord. And the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that everybody has a wonderful time tomorrow with your family. We need to find out from Apostle Horsley what we're going, if we're going to be here. Him and his wife are scheduled to fulfill it tomorrow. So we're going to find out from him if he's going to be able to do that right now. If you would just go ahead and let us know, that would be great. Apostle Horsley, if you will unmute your phone, we cannot hear you if you're talking. Apostle Horsley, are you there? Okay, well, hopefully he will let me know sometime today whether or not he will be here to facilitate. If he's not here, we will have a recording on so that we can get some kind of food if you have time to come to the line tomorrow. I know we'll be busy many times. We're busy on Thanksgiving doing, you know, preparing for the day. So, everybody, I love you, and I pray that you continue to love me back, and the favor of God and man will be with you everywhere you go. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.